Welcome back to the Born a Ball podcast. As always, I'm your host, Kenny G. And today, on this beautiful Monday, October the 21st, we are going to recap the weekend it was, full of college football, NFL Sunday. We'll also look into Monday Night Football doubleheader. We'll also talk a little baseball as well. As always, like, follow, share, and if you're listening right now, thank you so much. All the love goes to you, and let's get into it. Before I kick off Sunday talk, of course, this is the first of two episodes I'm dropping today. Today's just going to recap what went on like usual, what I usually do in recap. You know, we'll talk about Monday Night Football, Thursday Night Football, stuff like that. We'll recap the weekend in college football, NFL, whatever happened in MLB. But also today, I'm dropping my NBA predictions podcast as well. I thought about just throwing them into two episodes, but I felt like, nah, this deserves its own singular episode. I'll talk about the West standings, the East standings, awards, all NBA team predictions, all that junk and more. It's going to hopefully drop maybe an hour after this one. I think I'm going to at least drop this one on, you know, the podcast episodes and tweet them at the same time. But yeah, had to bring that up real quick. But let's talk some college football. So Saturday was interesting. We had three ranked teams lose. Two of them lost in ranked-to-ranked battles. Two of them lost in top 12 battles and one in the top five. And I'm talking about Texas and Alabama, of course. But it wasn't the craziest week of action, you know. It was all right, man. You know, you look at the main games, you had Georgia-Texas, which we'll talk about first. Georgia shocked me. They came out of nowhere, and they won this game 30-15, even with Carson Beck throwing three interceptions. But it was Trevor Etienne with 110 yards and three touchdowns on the ground. I mean, my God, that's workload, man. He made up for the terrible game Carson Beck had, and makes us wonder, is this guy QB1? I mean, I personally don't think so. I don't think it's even close. I think it's Shador or Cam Ward. I think it's between those two. But you could have made an argument for Quinn Ewers, but even then, Quinn Ewers himself only had 211 yards, two passes, TDs, one interception. At one point, he got benched, but I think he was injured, though. Overblown, Arch Manning came in. He had just three completions, but they just got caught on their heels at the end of the day. You know, O-lineman, step back, kick back. And the number one thing they tell you is don't get caught on your heels. Don't get bull rushed and you're on your heels and you fall over. And that's what happened to Texas, man. They just got whopped. I mean, the Georgia defense was on them all night. They had seven sacks, one interception, 10 tackles were lost, six pass deflections, three fumbles. That's ridiculous, man. They were there all night, but I mean, that's NFL talent everywhere. What can you say? That Georgia defense is 1-1. Yes, you know, they had a rough start, but that defense is 1-1, man. And it was a huge statement when I thought Texas was by far the best team in the nation. I had them probably winning a national championship. But now, I have to ask myself, can they even win the SEC? I think so, man. You look at Texas' schedule, this was probably the toughest game by far. You got Vanderbilt next week, Florida, Arkansas, Kentucky, end the year off with the Texas A&M rivalry game. And I mean, dog. That's just unfortunate. You got at home, got caught off your feet. Students are getting banned from going to games now because they threw stuff onto the field. It's hilarious how you even get caught, but side note, LSU did this thing with the fan cam where you could zoom in at any point in the stadium and get a clear picture of people, no matter anybody on the field, anybody in the stands, you could get a clear picture of. My God, I think Texas did the same thing, and they caught anybody that threw stuff on the field, which is crazy. But back to the main topic, you know, Georgia, Carson Beck throws three interceptions. Anytime your quarterback throws less than 200 yards and three interceptions, you're probably thinking you'll lose that game. But now when Trevor Etienne has 110 scrimmage yards, three touchdowns, and your defense just forced four turnovers and had seven sacks, that's ridiculous, man. So I'll give it a round of applause to Georgia. For Texas, I mean, your season's not over. You know, 12-team playoff, you could drop another game and your season wouldn't be over. You know, that's what I don't really like about the 12-team playoff. From like a middle guy standpoint, when Alabama loses to Vanderbilt, Tennessee loses to Arkansas, those should be season-ending losses. But instead, it's like, okay, we lost, we'll bounce back. We still got a shot at this thing. But at the same time, as a Mizzou fan, as a team that, you know, could still make it, you know, I enjoy it because even with that one loss to Texas A&M, which could have ended our season with the 14 playoff, we still have an opportunity. But, yeah. Speaking of other playoff teams, you had Tennessee and Alabama. Tennessee won that one 24-17. Jalen Milroe, two interceptions, one touchdown, 239 yards. He threw 20 incompletion on the day. Ryan Williams, the stud, 73 receiving yards, 8 catches, and 1 TD on the day. You know, Jalen Milroe's favorite target by far. You just look on this game. To say I didn't take a nap during this game would be a lie, because I did. Tennessee won this one. Nico, 194 passing yards, 1 TD, 1 interception, 44 rushing yards. I'm not going to lie, he really hasn't impressed me much. I think he's cool, you know, but that's it. You know, he has another year to improve before I think he is draft eligible, so I'm not going to sit there and say just say anything crazy. But Dylan Sampson, though, the true MVP of this game, 26 carries, 139 rushing yards, 2 passing TDs. Killer. This is the type of production you need. When you want to run the ball, that's the production you need. And, my God, he cooked up. So, shout out to Dylan Sampson. But Tennessee defense, man, they had 3 sacks on the day, 9 tackles for loss, 2 interceptions, of course. That's what wins you game in the SEC, is forcing turnovers, man. Hitting the quarterback, forcing turnovers, wins you the game. And Alabama did the same thing. I mean, they had 3 sacks and 2 interceptions. I mean, hell, you can win the game like that, bro. I mean, it's not impossible. It really isn't. But, you know, hey, they lost. For Alabama, that's their second loss. They play Mizzou next week. They can get their third. I believe in my Tigers, man. You know, important game right there. But, for sure, I mean, it's important for Alabama as well. I mean, like I just said, you have Mizzou. But it doesn't get pretty. You have LSU right after Mizzou. Back-to-back week of Tigers. It goes Mizzou at home. Then you travel to LSU. Then you get Mercer, OU, and Auburn. Uh-huh. I mean, it's rough, bro. I feel like you're down. Due to lose one more game. Hell, you can lose 2. Oklahoma, maybe they can lock in, beat you, and make it 3. I don't know. It's a possibility. But for Tennessee side of things, man, you know, congrats on the win. Good shit. But you got Georgia in a couple weeks, man. In November, November 16th, you got Georgia. So, it's going to be a big game for both teams. I think Georgia might blow them out, but hey, that's needed here or there right now. We'll talk about that in November, but yeah, man, solid game. Those are probably, by far, the 2 biggest games, you know. I don't think those were games, though, that was worth, you know, watching at a wedding, by the way. I know that was a big topic when we were talking about college football, but anyways. Other scoreboards, though, man, you look at it. South Carolina blew out Oklahoma 35-9. The BV, I don't even want to say his last name, bro. You know, the BV experiment, I don't think it's going right in OU. They're going to have to make some changes. You know, Miami, Cam Ward had a great day through the air. 319 yards, 4 passing TDs. 21 completions out of 32 attempts. Solid day at work. You know, Miami drops 52 on Louisville. They scrape out, win by 7. Solid game, man. I thought this was a game Miami could get upset in on, but they didn't. Looking otherwise, you have SMU dropping 40 on Stanford. Continuing to press as they run, you know, stay ranked. Iowa State, though, nearly lost to UCF, excuse me. They had 530 total yards of offense on the game. One is one, 38-35, late game touchdown. Hey, solid game, fellas. I mean, what can you say? Solid, solid game. They won this one, though. Other action, Florida beat Kentucky by freaking 28. Man, Billy Napier might keep his job. Hey, who knows? Kansas State won, dropped 45 on West Virginia. Texas A&M won 34-24 versus Mississippi State. Baylor dropped 59 on Texas Tech. Goodness. And Colorado dropped 34-7 versus Arizona. So Jordan had the prettiest game, though. 250 yards, 2 passing TDs, 2 interceptions. I think Travis Hunter was out for this game, if I'm not mistaken. McMillan only had 5 catches for 38 yards for Arizona. Big first season in the Big 12. Very disappointing, I'm not going to lie. Some of these Pac-12 teams, Utah, Arizona, I don't know. Now, the last thing I want to talk about for college football, I think Arizona State's head coach, I think his name is Kenny Dillingham, I don't know, Dillingham something, got in the press conference, ripped his kicking game apart, said they were holding tryouts because, hell, let me see how many missed kicks they had. Damn, bro, I mean, he only had 2 missed kicks. I thought he had, like, maybe 4. 2 missed kicks? And his coach is out here ripping him apart, saying they're having kicking tryouts on Monday? I mean, damn, brother. I mean, they lost the game by 10. That's rough, but damn, I don't know about ripping him to shreds over 2 kick missed field goals. I mean, it is what it is, but yeah, I mean, last thing, I guess I'll talk about Indiana blowing the socks out of Nebraska. Indiana's looking legit. I wanted to give them praise real quick, man, because being for Indiana's standpoint, any other original Big Ten team, you know, you got overlooked heavy with Oregon, USC, Washington, UCLA, all these Pac-12 teams joining you, and not to mention about the solidified guys you already have in the Big Ten. Ohio State, Michigan. I mean, everybody counting you out. But here is Indiana, 7-0, barely out of the top 10, proving everybody wrong. I mean, Penn State, too. Like, all these teams that are solidified, everybody was talking about these lower guys, like Indiana. Granted, Purdue's ass, but Purdue, like, all these original Big Ten schools, Rutgers is doing solid. You know, teams like that getting forgotten, and boom, they're rising up. They're playing better than some of these Pac-12 schools that came and took over. But shout out to Indiana. That was the last thing I want to talk about for college football. But speaking of football, we'll continue to talk about the NFL, and let's get into that. Alrighty, man. So yesterday's slate, it was solid. I can't complain. You know, the games that I thought were going to be good were good. Lions, Vikings, Texans, Packers, solid. So let's get into it. Let's talk about it. First, we'll talk about the Jags and the Patriots. I thought this was the most obvious Jags win ever. Second game in London, back-to-back. There's just no way they're going to lose this one, right? It was another great game from Tank Bigsby. He had 26 carries, 118 rushing yards, and 2 TDs. Brian Thomas Jr. continued to excel as a wide receiver one in Jacksonville. 5 catches, 89 yards, and 1 touchdown. Of course, he had an amazing catch on Christian Gonzalez, which he was right there. Gonzalez was on it, but, you know, better ball, better grab. He can't do much about it. On the flip, on the other side of things, Drake May had 26 completions, 276 yards, 2 passing TDs. His best target was Hunter Henry with 8 catches, 92 yards. When I look at these receivers, man, they got to upgrade. I know you're probably not going to be able to upgrade now. You know, I mean, you suck. No offense, you suck, but you're probably not going to be able to upgrade now. So you're just going to have to bite the bullet, man. But I feel like DeMario Douglas needs more run, man. He only had 2 catches, 14 yards. Not going to even bring up Ramondre Stevenson. He just put up the greatest dud ever. Jalen Polk, though, yeah, man, he put up a dud yesterday, man. Tripped. Couldn't run the right routes. It just looked bad, you know. And the question is what are we going to do about him, brother? Is anybody going to really want to take that? Like, is he on the roster still? You going to cut him? I don't know. Kendrick Bourne only had 1 catch. I don't know. Drake May is going to need some talent added, you know. And that's why if you get that number one pick, I think you go receiver. I know O-line, Will Campbell looks like that, but I feel like would you rather take an elite wide receiver or an elite tackle? In my opinion, I think you would go generational O-lineman over generational wide receiver. But I think you should go elite wide receiver over elite O-lineman, if that makes sense. Because O-linemen that we think are generational are kind of rare. But what I think about a generational wide receiver, I mean, generational is crazy. But, hell, I mean, you look at guys that are generational. I mean, Tyreek, I want to say Justin Jefferson, but I mean, he's just doing solid things. I think generational O-linemen are rare to come by compared to receivers. So, I think if Will Campbell was generational, you'd go him. But he's elite. So I think you go elite wide receiver over elite tackle, considering you already have your quarterback and, you know, you can go get a left tackle out there anyways. If that is what Will Campbell plays. But anyways, though, the game was okay. I slept through it. I had no care to watch this game. You're going to prove to me why. Just 32-16. Jags handled business. 22 points in the second quarter from the Jaguars is insane. Patriots got a feel. Like, you know, that was just not the right move. That's just not cool, bro. That's all I can say. I didn't watch this game, so I really don't care to talk about it. But yeah, Jags won this one 32-16. They get their second win of the season. Next up, you had Saquon heading back to New York. First game in New York since, you know, of course, he signed with the Eagles. He did not disappoint. 17 carries, 176 rushing yards, 1 rushing TD. Also had 187 scrimmage yards as well. A.J. Brown beasted. He had 5 catches, 89 yards, 1 touchdown. He also had a 41-yard reception for the TD. Kenneth Gainwell, solid day. Devontae Smith, brother, 1 catch, negative 2 yards. Oh, my God. I don't know about that, brother. Smitty, what the hell, dude? Bro, I don't even know what to do about that, bro. Jalen Hurts had a midday, 10 completions, 14 attempts, 114 yards, 1 pass to TD. For the receivers they have, their passing attack is terrible, bro. They got to get this shit figured out. They were 1 of 13 on third down. Luckily, they played the Giants. I mean, that's all you can say. Luckily, you played the Giants. On the Giants side of things, Daniel Jones had 4 single completions, 99 yards. Drew Lock came in the game with 3 for 8, 6 passing. Yeah, M.I.Z. for my boy, but 6 passing yards, I don't know. Not to say it's your fault, bro. It was already a blowout, but offensively for the Giants, I mean, best target by far. Malik Nabers, 4 catches, 41 yards. Not much to talk about defensively for these guys. Sexy Dexy did have 2 sacks, though. My boy's killing it, bro. Sexy Dexy. Just a solid. He's so good, bro. Sexy Dexy. Anyways, defensively for the Eagles, though, 8 sacks, 10 sacks for loss, 4 pass deflections, and 1 fumble recovery. Excuse me, 1 forced fumble. You know, Kobe Dean, Jalen Carter, them Georgia boys, solid days of work. You know, they won this one 28-3. And no, the Giants did not come back. It was probably game of the week. Let's talk Lions and Vikings, man. Good game. On the Lions side of things, man, Jared Goff was nearly perfect again. 22 completions, 25 attempts, 280 yards, 2 passing TDs. Jahmyr Gibbs just was easily worth that pick. I know everybody was questioning when he came out in those first few weeks, but, man, he's lived up to that pick, dude. 116 yards rushing, 15 carries. He also had 160 yards of scrimmage, man. He had 44 receiving yards. Amon-Ra St. Brown, electric as always. 8 catches, 112 yards, 1 TD. David Montgomery left the game for some point, but did have 9 carries for 70 yards. J-Mo, only had 1 catch for negative 4 yards. But that doesn't matter, man. You know, no Aiden Hutchinson in this game. He still got 4 sacks. Got an interception on the day. Only 29 points given up to, I thought, what I think is a really good offense. For the Lions side of things, I thought the Minnesota had one of the best defenses in the league, and he dropped 31 on them. So congrats to you. Solid day at work. Solid day at work. The Vikings side of things, Sam Darnold, 22-27, 259 passing yards, 1 TD, 1 interception. Aaron Jones, 14 carries, 93 yards, 116 yards in total scrimmage. Solid day. Justin Jefferson, 7 catches, 84 yards, a tutty. You know, I didn't know if he'd get a tutty in this game, but he proved me wrong. Jake Jettis is like that, man. You know, he'll do it. He'll show up in any game. That's just that guy, man. Beautiful player. Amazing player, man. Solid guy. Just watching this game, though, man, you know, shit. You know, a few boneheaded decisions. I mean, I do remember freaking Dan Campbell calling that damn fake punt. But 2 NFC North teams, 3, you know, solid day. What can I say? Good game. Really couldn't watch most of it, but I saw a part of it. Good shit for the Lions, man. I mean, big win. Vikings dropped their first game. Just a huge win for the Lions. That's all you can say, man. Huge win. Next up, Colts Dolphins. It was probably the worst game of the week and might be in contention for worst game of the year. Colts won this one 16-10. Anthony Richardson had 10 completions, 24 attempts, 129 passing yards. Just a rough day, man. I didn't even want to look at this game one time. Tim Boyle, Tyler Huntley, split snaps. Tyreek Hill, 1 catch, 13 yards. I mean, bro. Like, yeah, dude, I don't know, bro. This is probably the worst first-round pick in fantasy history, dude. I don't know what to say, bro. I don't even want to talk about this game, bro. Colts win this one 16-10. That was just terrible, bro. Next up, and no one was another amazing game, man. Brendan McManus hit a game-winning field goal to win this one 24-22 for the Packers. For the Texans side of things, their offensive performance was mediocre. C.J. Stroud only had 86 passing yards to 10 completions. 197 yards in total. Just not good at all, man. I believe in this offense a lot, but granted, you are missing Nico Collins, but Stephon Diggs, Tank Dell, Dalton Schultz, Joe Mixon still there. No reason to just only have 86 passing yards and 10 completions, man. You still got the firepower to do it. Joe Mixon, though, had a great game. 25 carries, 115 yards, 2 touchdowns in total, 124 yards scrimmage. Stephon Diggs only had 5 catches, 23 yards for the fight and argument he got into pregame. Performance did not live up to it. Jaire Alexander was on his ass all day. Had that boy in Rutgers. Is that what they call it, Rutgers? You know, the prison? I don't know. My bad. You know, that kind of sounded corny. But on the Packers side of things, Jordan Love had 2 interceptions, 3 touchdowns, though. He's on that Brett Favre trajectory, man. 24 completions, 220 passing yards. Josh Jacobs got his first receiving touchdown after I think he had an NFL record of, like, what, 200-plus catches without a tutty. He had also 76 rushing yards as well. Romeo Doubs, solid day of work. 8 catches, 94 yards. Devontae Wicks, 3 catches, 48 yards. A tutty. I think what's his name? Tucker Kraft, 3 catches, 1 tutty, 33 yards. Solid day, man. Great game defensively, though. Both defenses, I thought, put in solid days of work. You know, 2 electric offenses, but I'd give the upper hand to the Packers. They just limited the C.J. Stroud to nothing, dude. They had 4 sacks. 7 QB hits, 11 tackles for loss, 1 pass deflection. I mean, he only gave up 86 yards of passing. Granted, no Nico Collins, but still, I mean, Tank Dell, Stephon Diggs, Dalton Schultz, they had enough to do a lot. And you only limited to them 86 passing yards. So, kudos to them. Houston side of things, 3 sacks, 2 interceptions, so you get your props on that. One was a tip pass, though. Yeah, it was hard to choose a winner on this game because I believe both are Super Bowl contenders, you know. Texans, Packers, two elite, cute quarterbacks. I mean, these guys are great at what they do, and I believe in them, man. I believe in both of their roster, their coaches. I mean, I'm a fan of both teams, and it was hard to choose a winner, and it proved that I wasn't wrong, man. They played close all game. It was Brandon McManus hitting that game-winning field goal that ended it off, you know. So, I don't feel bad in my prediction. I think I went Texans. I don't feel bad. I think just the passing attack, C.J. Stroud, was a terrible day. But, you know, eventually you're going to have one of those every few weeks. So, it's not going to be perfect every week, but, you know, they're going to need to be better. I still believe in the Texans and make it to the AFC Championship game. Packers-wise, I still believe they can make the Super Bowl. Nothing I've seen has just made me think, hey, they're not Super Bowl contenders. They're still in the race. Granted, they have two amazing NFC North teams as well, in the Lions and Vikings, but shit, they can still do it. I believe in the Packers. I believe in Jordan Love, but switch to the AFC North. Bengals-Browns. Bengals won this one 21-14 in the Battle of Ohio. Joe Burrow, had 15 completions, 2 passing touchdowns, and 181 yards. Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, the recipients of those passing touchdowns. T. Higgins had 4 catches, a tutty, 82 yards. Ja'Marr Chase, 5 catches, 55 yards, and 1 tutty. Chase Brown had 15 carries, 44 yards. Solid day. Wasn't the best, though. I mean, you just got off playing a terrible Cleveland team. With shout out to Deshaun Watson, you know. Guy tore his Achilles, so we'll celebrate on that. The Predator is probably out Predator is out for the season. Hell, he might be out for the rest of his career. I don't see why anybody would want him back on their team. Guy's terrible, man. Terrible human as well. Nick Chubb, though, as predicted, wasn't going to get a lot of run. 11 carries, 22 yards, 1 passing TD. There's no reason to rush him in a game like that. You were due to lose anyway. So, the Browns, I think Dorian Thompson-Robinson is going to be the quarterback going forward. I get it. If you wanted to win games, you'd probably go Jameis. If you want to see this kid develop, you're going to go Dorian Thompson-Robinson. I mean, why not give the guy a chance? You know, if it's really not working out, put Jameis in. You know, so that's going to be interesting to see. David Njoku, though, 10 catches, 76 yards, 1 TD. It's interesting to see what they do with him. Traded Amari Cooper. You're going to keep Nick Chubb. All right. But will you trade David Njoku? I mean, I don't know what teams might need a tight end, but he's solid, dude. I don't see why you'd keep him around if the price is right. But it's going to be interesting to see, but yeah. Bad game. Bad game. Next up, Bills, Titans. Titans were up 10-0 early. And the Bills scored 34 unanswered. I mean, hey, is what it is, right? Is what it is. You can't be upset. You lost a better team for the Titans. Mason Rudolph, though, had 25 completions, 215 yards, 1 pass, TD, 1 interception. Tony Pollard, 16 carries, 61 yards. Tyler Boyd, 5 catches, 43 yards. Calvin Ridley, 3 catches, 42 yards. DeAndre Hopkins, 1 catch, negative 2 yards. I mean, shit. You do what you do, bro. I mean, D-Hop, I think, is on his way out. No reason to keep him, bro. I think, in my opinion, in Tennessee, you'd value Calvin Ridley. Contract-wise, I mean, you have to value him more than D-Hop. I don't know why D-Hop went in there in the first place, dude. I thought it was just a terrible decision for him from the originals. Just terrible decision, man. I don't know why he thought about doing that. But, yeah, on the Bills side of things, Josh Allen, 21 completions, 323 yards, 2 passes, TDs. Amari Cooper, the recent Brown, 4 catches, 66 yards, and a tutty. Feel like, you know, it was obvious that's one of the wide receivers that got traded was going to get a touchdown. It proved to be Amari Cooper. We'll talk about Devontae Adams later, but yeah. Keon Coleman, the rookie, had a big game. 4 catches, 125 yards. Dude averaged 31 yards per catch, which is insane. Ray Davis still making up for the injured James Cook did play. My dumbass. He had 5 carries, 41 yards, and a TD. James Cook had 12 carries, 32 yards, and a TD as well. Dalton Kincaid, 3 catches, 52 yards. Solid day at work for Buffalo. Blew out a team you needed to by 24, so can't get upset about that. You did your job. Defensively, you did your job as well. 3 sacks, 1 interception, 11 QB hits, 2 forced fumbles. Solid day at work. Damar Hamlin, I guess America's favorite safety. Damn, it had 1 interception on the day, so yeah. Shout out him. Shout out the Bills. Nice little one. Next up, And on the last of our early slate, you had the Seahawks demolishing the Falcons 34-14. I look up, the game's on. I look down, the Seahawks are dominated. I don't know. Snap of the fingers, just the Seahawks caught the Falcons on their heels. Like I said about Texas and Georgia, even though Atlanta that plays in Georgia didn't have the same injury as the Bulldogs did, they got caught on their heels just like Texas, man. Seahawks won this one by 20. Geno Smith had 18 completions, 270 yards, 2 passing TDs. Kenneth Walker, on I think his birthday, was questionable with illness. 2 tutties, 14 carries, 69 yards. Donkey Kong Metcalf, 4 catches, 99 yards, 1 tutty. He did go into the locker room. I think he got carted out with a possible injury. Don't know the severity or if it's for real. But, yeah, they ran the ball. Granted, it was only, what, I don't know how many rushing yards they had. Shit, 103, and they won the game. So, see what happens when you run the ball? Over 100 yards, they won the game. So, congrats to them. Falcons side of things, man. Kirk Cousins, 2 interceptions, 24 completions. Michael Penix came in the game, threw the ball once, had 14 yards. Bijan had a beauty of a game, 21 carries, 103 rushing yards, and 143 yards in total. Beauty of a game that got wasted, unfortunately, man. Drake London, DL, 6 catches, 1 tutty, 63 yards. Solid game. What can I say? Falcons just got caught off, man. You know, the Falcons season isn't over. No, it isn't. You know, they're still a really good team, in my opinion. You know, those games versus the Bucks, they have one more versus the Bucks at, I don't know, at the end of the year, maybe? Then, you know, they're still in the race for the NFC South title. Still in the playoffs. I don't know. Maybe the Seahawks team is legit. Maybe I've been underestimating them, and they're really a good team. I don't know how to feel about the Seahawks yet. They play the Bills next week, so that's going to tell me all I need to know. Is if you beat the Bills and you look good while doing it, I believe in you. If you get blown out by the Bills, you're clearly frauds that just got lucky versus Atlanta and a few other teams. So, Seahawks win by 20 nonetheless. Geno Smith, the league's leading passer, put in a solid day of work. Kirk Cousins and co. Just a bad day. Bad week, but, you know, you'll bounce back next week. Now for the mid-afternoon, we'll talk about the Commanders, Panthers real quick. I think it's time we get my boy Deontay Johnson out of there post-game. You know, the guy's not feeling it post-game. You can tell by his interview. He wants out. Please make him a chief by tomorrow. Or, hell, even tonight. Make him a chief, dude. He needs to just come here. Let's make some magic. Let's work some, Brett Veach. But Andy Dalton is bad. The whole, just... Nothing to say about the Panthers. You just got blown out. It is what it is. For the damn Commander side of things, Jaden Daniels was cooking up. He had a big rush, but he only had 2 completions for 6 yards as he got injured, but he is okay. Marcus Mariota stepped in, though. 18 completions, 205 yards, 2 TDs for the former Duck. Sco Ducks. Solid day of work. Just a blowout. Better team beating the Panthers. Is what it is. Not much to say. Next up, Rams, Raiders. What was another game nobody really talked about? You had the Rams beating the Raiders 20-15 by 5. Matthew Stafford in SoFi Stadium at home. 14 completions, 154 yards, 1 interception. Luckily for him, Thursday Night Football, Cooper Kupp is back, so he'll get one of his favorite targets back. But Tutu Atwell, solid day of work, 6 catches, 51 yards. Kyron Williams, the MVP of this game, 21 carries, 76 rushing yards, 2 touchdowns on the day. Yeah, Gardner, Aiden O'Connell was the starter of this game, but got injured, broke his thumb. I think he's heading towards the IR. Gardner Minshew comes in, throws 3 interceptions, 154 passing yards. Brock Bowers has proven to be the team's number one target, though, 10 catches, 93 yards. Alexander Mattison, 23 carries, 92 rushing yards, and 103 yards, 23 yards in total. Yeah, bro. Daniel Carson was the true MVP for the Raiders, though, 5-5 on field goals. Well, it was the most boneheaded decision of the game, though. 4th-and-9, 4th-and-goal, I know. And Antonio Pierce decides to kick a field goal. Granted, he gets the ball back after burning timeouts, but then Gardner Minshew throws an interception. Why not just go for it if you still have the timeouts, you know? But shit, I'm not the head coach. Antonio Pierce, though, is not proving well, you know, for his job, man. But yeah, just 2 mid-afternoon games that just got overshadowed by this game, which is the Chiefs and the 49ers. Patrick Mahomes does 2 interceptions, 154 passing yards, 16 completions. Kareem Hunt, 22 carries, 78 yards on the ground, 83 yards in total, 2 touchdowns. Tutties. Cole Harmon got a late rushing touchdown to get in the end zone. Xavier Worthy, 3 catches, 24 yards. Travis Kelce, 4 catches, 17 yards, unfortunately. San Francisco's out of things. Brock Turdy threw 3 interceptions, 212 yards. George Kittle, 6 catches, 92 yards. Jordan Mason, 14 catches, 58 yards. So, I just wanted to read out the stats. I could spitball this game because I had my eyes. All four eyes plus my penis watching this game, you know. Shout out to them Chiefs getting me a wreck. But, man, for the Niners side of things, hilarious-ass loss. Yes, you lost Debo. Yes, you lost Brandon Ayuk mid-game. But, shit, you act like the Chiefs went off. I mean, Kareem Hunt handled his business, but Patrick Mahomes threw two interceptions. One you can blame on Xavier Worthy tripping. The other you can just say he got tipped and great play by the D-lineman. But nonetheless, good days of work for the Chiefs, you know. I think you got to get a receiver still. Sky Moore was on the field way too much. I look up every time and I see 24 lining up and I just hated it. You got to get a receiver this week, dog. You play the Raiders next week. Get a receiver in the building Tuesday morning. Make him travel. Get him Tuesday night. Wednesday, Thursday, groom him up. Friday, add an extra day to that. Saturday, get him in the playbook. Sunday, get him out there for a few plays. I don't want to be crazy. And then you wait another 8 days and you play the Bucks. And boom, he's 100% in the offense. And the guy I'm talking about is Deontay Johnson. Please let it be Deontay Johnson. That's the only target I need. The only target I want, all right? Let's make that happen. But Patrick Mahomes probably does need to clean up the turnovers. It wasn't really his fault, though. I look at that great play by the D-lineman. Xavier Worthy just tripped up. At the same time, Patrick Mahomes could have hit Xavier Worthy for a wide-open touchdown, but it is what it is. I'm not going to complain. He won the game. Got to get a receiver. Defensively, though, defense was stellar. Three interceptions. Two of them from two unlucky guys, Jaden Hicks and the other guy. I don't even know his name. Hell, I didn't even know he's on the roster. No disrespect. Chris Jones looked disruptive as possible. The rushing game was beautiful. Like, a run defense. 10 out of 10, man. Don Jordan makes it to get in the end zone. Hell, he could have got in there twice, but it is what it is. Doesn't matter. I went 0-2 on bets yesterday. Hell, thought I could cook up on Sunday Night Football. Went over 3. We'll bounce back, though. Anyways, man, I thought, dude, when I watched this team with Mahomes' first few years, this defense could have stopped the run to save their life. It was terrible. It was one of the worst things you could ever watch. But now, it's a 10 out of 10. They stop the run. They get there. They fucking make the tackles. It's beautiful to watch. So, shout out to them boys. On the San Francisco Niners side of things, defensively, you stopped Travis Kelce. You stopped the big plays. You just couldn't stop the run. And you just couldn't stop Noah Gray. I mean, no, it is what it is. You let the low tier guys beat you in. You probably walk out with your chin up. Trent Williams is a pussy, though. He got smacked, punched, Brian Cook right back and got kicked out the game. So hold that L, nigga. Hold that L, San Francisco. We own you. We own you, Kyle Shanahan. All that jazz. Don't know why Andy Reid went on a fake punt, though. That was terrible. But for the Chiefs, you get the Raiders next week. I think the Niners are on a bye? No. They got the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football. So, yeah. Do whatever against the Cowboys. I don't care. Chiefs got the Raiders. Niners got the Cowboys. You know, will we see these teams match up in the Super Bowl again? I doubt it. The Niners are ass. Bonafide ass. Brandon Ayuk is out for the year. The torn ACL. Debo, his chunky ass, will probably be back, though. But, yeah. It's crazy to say. But, let's go, Chiefs. And, shit. Suck Sunday Night Football, man. Jets, Steelers. It probably was the funniest game of the week. Devontae Adams put up a stinker. 3 catches, 30 yards. Everybody thought he was going to get an end zone. Everybody thought he was going to get force-fed the ball, but he couldn't. Garrett Wilson didn't do amazing, though. 5 catches, 61 yards. Dropped the pass that led to an interception. Breece Hall. I should have had that over on receiving yards, bro. 6 catches, 103 receiving yards, 1 tutty. 12 carries, 38 yards on the ground. Aaron Rodgers threw the ball 39 times, 2 of them interceptions. Hilarious all around. Russell Wilson came in looking sloppy, but finished the game spectacular. 264 yards, 2 passing TDs, 6 incompletions. George Pickens, this is what, remember when I told you guys, George Pickens, regardless of Justin Fields or Russell Wilson, was going to get his. 111 receiving yards, 5 catches, 1 TD. It was obvious whoever the quarterback was going to be, they were going to get love to George Pickens. That's what's going to happen. The best target on by far on the field. But Najee Harris, let's not forget about you, buddy. 102 rushing yards, 21 carries, and 1 TD. Van Jefferson also got in the end zone. I mean, solid day of work for the Steelers. They shocked me. For the Jets, it's embarrassing, man. I can't wait. Let's talk about the Jets real quick. You make the trade for Devontae Adams in a must-win game. You get embarrassed in the second half. Embarrassed. Robert Saleh wasn't the problem. There's something deeper with this team. Is it Aaron Rodgers? Is it the leadership? Is it the coordinators? I don't think it was Robert Saleh. Because obviously nothing has changed since you got him. Back-to-back losses. Now your season looks to be cooked. You still got the Bills to play. still got some good teams to play. And if the Steelers blow you out, I think the Colts and Cardinals, two teams to play later on, can beat you as well. Season's not over, though. You can still run the table, but it's going to be hard. You know, they have an easy schedule, I think, going forward. I look at their schedule. You get the Patriots next week, but you get the Texans. So let's say you lose to the Texans, and you beat the Patriots, though. But you're 3-6. Heads in November, you get the Cardinals, Colts. Okay. And then you get the Seahawks, the Dolphins, the Rams, the Bills again. And you get the Bills on a, unfortunately, you get the Bills a week before week 17. So that's a game the Bills need to play. That's going to be important seeding-wise. So you could chalk that up as a loss, probably. You might lose to the Rams if they're all healthy again. Seahawks can beat you. So, I mean, if I'm looking at the schedule, you're going to lose to the Texans. That's 6. I think you lose to either the Colts or Cardinals. So make that 7. Seahawks, 8. Bills, 9. And maybe you beat everybody else. But and it's embarrassing on what's going on in New York, man. You know, Liberty just won the WNBA championship, so people are happy to look at that. But the Yankees just made the World Series, which I'll talk about them in a second. They are 4 losses away from just utter disgust in New York. All you're going to have is the Knicks, because nobody's looking for Brooklyn. The Giants suck. The Jets suck. The Mets got eliminated. The Yankees lose 4 more games. You know, shit. That's done. All they got is the Liberty and the Knicks. Shout out them Knicks, man. But I got off track. The Steelers, Mike Tomlin, I believe in them again. The Jets, I've lost all hope. I think your season's over before Halloween, which is insane to say. I think I don't think A-Rod should come back next year. I think you should see what you can get for a quarterback. Why not trade and see what you can get for a quarterback? Garrett Wilson should stay on the team. You know, it doesn't matter. Not his fault. You know, I'm just looking at that interception clip right now, and it's hilarious, but I think your season is over. But anyways, that's it for NFL talk. We'll talk about Monday Night Football and Thursday Night Football later on in a second. But yeah, let's get into some MLB real quick. I'm not going to talk long on the sport, you know. Last time we were talking, it was Friday afternoon, man. The Mets had, you know, one more game to do it. And they did it. They won 12-6. Their season went on. The Yankees won, you know, in Cleveland. And they won the Saturday. So they were the first team in the World Series. I was wrong. Cleveland proved me wrong. And they choked the momentum they had. I thought they had enough momentum to win back-to-back games, take this to New York, and win the 6th. But they did it. I thought the Mets might have enough momentum to, shit, make something shake, but they got to L.A., they got work, they lost 5-10. That's probably one of the worst, like, championship series I've ever watched. It was a blowout every game. Nothing was entertaining about that. But let's head straight to the World Series, man. You're going to be at Friday night. You're going to be out partying, doing your thing, Hollow weekend. Which, or you're going to be inside the crib. Or you're going to watch some Friday Night Lights, some college football. Or you're going to watch the World Series. Don't think I'm going to watch the World Series, but I'm going to track it. I don't know. I don't know what I'll do on Friday night. But Garrett Cole's on the mound for the New York Yankees. Don't know for the Dodgers, but let's stop beating around the bush. My prediction is the Dodgers at 5. I think the Dodgers are by far a better team. When I think about the teams the Yankees played, they beat a Royals team that was good, but, I don't know, struggled. And they beat a Guardians team that just, I don't know, just disappeared. For the Dodgers side of things, you beat a really good Padres team and a solid Mets team. If I was to compare all 4 teams, I would have the Padres and the Mets probably 1-2, and then Guardians and Royals. So what I'm trying to say here is the Dodgers have played better competition by far than the Yankees. And I think that will bite them in the ass. I think Ohtani's by far a clear World Series MVP. I'd probably put money on him going yard game 1. You know, short right field, I think he goes yard easily, man. I don't think this is going to be hard to see. I think they're just going to be the better team. I think Ohtani is just going to eat up. They win in 5. You know, I just don't think this New York team is good. I just don't believe in them, man. And you just got to give me the Yankees. Oh, excuse me. You got to give me the Dodgers in 5. I'm trying to wrap my head on why I'd go with the Yankees. If the Yankees did win, it involved Garrett Cole giving 2 great performances in the series. He'd have to be electric game 1 and probably game 4, I think he'd go again. Game 4. In game 1, I think Garrett Cole would have to be electric if you wins there. Let's say you lose 2-3. You lose game 5, Garrett Cole comes back for game 6. You win game 6. That's not going to happen, though. I don't think Garrett Cole's that electric of a pitcher that he's going to win you 3 games in this World Series. I don't think you make it that far anyways. Give me the Dodgers in 5, Ohtani MVP of the World Series, and yeah. Let's just go Dodgers, man. I can't see the Yankees winning. Before we wrap up this episode, let's talk about Monday Night Football and Thursday Night Football. And Monday Night Football doubleheader, two games that could be worthy of being good, mainly the Bucs and Ravens, 2-4-2 teams, Lamar Jackson, Baker Mayfield, two guys that the world doubted, but they've come to prove that they are legit. Lamar Jackson with his MVPs and Baker Mayfield with me being his fan. He's the real deal, bro. He don't need no awards. He's the real deal. Anyways, though, off rip, Chargers, Cardinals. I'll give you my prediction right now. Give me the I don't know. Give me the Cardinals. At home, Kyler Murray. I think he's going to have a great game. Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to have a good game. I believe in this team. I think this is one of those games you win at home. As long as you stop the run and prevent J.K. Dobbins from doing his thing, you go in this game. I think your defenders, well, mainly your secondary, I would believe in way more over than the Chargers wide receiver core. And that's it, man. Yeah, gotta give me the Cardinals on this one. I expect a big day from K1 and Marv. Maserati Marv. Big days for them guys. So give me the Cardinals. I'd say by a touchdown. Next up, Ravens, Bucks. Bucks at home. It's so hard, man. So hard to just want to choose the Ravens or the Bucks, man, because God, both teams, I could see both teams winning this one by double digits easily. I think as long as the Bucks stop the run, Vita Vea, I feel like the Ravens are due to drop another game. And I think this is the one. So give me the Bucks, man. I think Vita Vea, that run defense, Todd Bowles, I think they're going to limit Lamar and Derrick Henry on the ground. And they're going to put it in Lamar's hands to pass the ball, which, you know, I trust their secondary versus Zay Flowers, Isaiah Likely, and Mandrews, you know. Rashad Bateman as well. He showed up. So give me the Bucks. I think their defense performed stellar. And I think just the passing attack of Chris Godwin, Mike Evans, Baker Mayfield, I think they outdo the Ravens secondary, man. Give me the Bucks by a field goal. A late field goal. But the Ravens win this one. Give me them by a touchdown, you know. Because if they win, the rushing attack obviously went off. So give me that. But real quick, on Thursday Night Football, Vikings, Rams, Cooper Kupp will be back. But I don't think that will be enough to stop the Vikings, man. Give me the Vikings winning this one. Justin Jefferson, Aaron Jones, all active. Sam Darnold. Going to need a good revenge week on a short week, man. They're going to need a good revenge game. I think, you know, it's not really a revenge game, of course. But shit, Matthew Stafford, the former Lion, why not take all your anger out on him? Make Detroit fans feel something, man. Get a good bounce back win. I think we'll see a good big performance from the likes of Justin Jefferson. Sam Darnold will get a good bounce back week. Cooper Kupp, though, I think might eat up a little. You know, he's questionable. I think he'll play, though, but I think he'll eat up for sure. Matthew Stafford, you know, is kind of a down year, but hell, whole team's injured, so cannot blame him. Give me the Vikings by a touchdown, man, and we'll recap that game and Monday Night Football on Thursday. And that's it for this episode, man. Catch me on the second episode of this Monday when I talk about the NBA. If you want to hear my predictions, my standings, my awards, I'm all here for it, so join me on that episode, man. But as of now, for college football, MLB, that's it. On Monday, I'll recap, of course, Monday Night Football, Thursday Night Football, and we'll look into college football. We'll talk about the World Series a little more in depth. You know, I'll give you some overs, maybe some gambling tips for the World Series as well. And yeah, man, that's it for this episode on Monday. I'm about to stop this one and record another one right after this, but as always, thank you if you made it this far. I love you. Sorry for the mistakes, the stutters, the mispronunciations, all that, guys. Forgive me. And as always, love and respect one another. This is Kenny G, and I'll catch you in a few hours with this next episode. Peace.